Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. This is the Holderness Family Podcast.
We say it every time, but it is the very favorite thing we do because we get to interview really fantastic, smart people on how to be a better human in general.
And when those fantastic and smart people aren't with us, we can just hear ourselves talk.
No, but you and I get a chance to talk to each other about things that are important to us.
Yes, and we did a fair amount of research on marrying over the last few years that resulted in a book. And so we can draw from that every once in a while, which is nice.
Before we get started, just a quick reminder to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. We want to thank Hill Tons for this recent review. I identify with your perspectives and experiences with anxiety. I love your marriage tips and parenting topics. I'm a mom of four and feel that this podcast touches on so many things that are important to me. Thank you so much for leaving that review and slow clap for being a mom of four.
That's where I'm going. We have some moms of four that we're friends with. And depending on where they are in life, if they're very young, just get through there. Get through it. You're going to be fine. And then when you're old, they're going to take care of you. Right? That's my hope. That'll happen to you.
If you have that many kids, I mean,
one of them's going to be okay about it and like get you through that sunsetting part of your life.
So maybe we should have had more kids is what you're saying to increase our odds of
my theory.
Elder care.
I wanted at least one girl because historically they just take better care of their elderly parents.
But I think that's a lot of pressure on girls. I'm not going to put that pressure on our daughter. I think we totally save well and then we go into like the fanciest retirement home ever.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to need my last check to bounce though.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Different subject. Today we're talking about gratitude deficits in marriages and relationships, which is something we explored in our book, Everybody Fights. And we're a gratitude deficit.
Yeah.
Let's kind of define that.
So it is what it sounds like. Nine times out of 10, if one of us getting snippy with the other one, it's due to this actual lack of appreciation and gratitude. It's not just like, hey, thanks for opening the door for me. It has to be a little bit deeper when you're in a marriage. Like you have to strive to appreciate and understand the things that you don't necessarily see right on the tip of your nose.
We're going to give you some tips to help express more gratitude in your relationship. And I know this sounds so simple, right? But I will say this is one of the most profound and / easiest tips that our marriage coach, Christopher Edmondson, gave us. Just as some background, we had a huge knockdown, drag-out fight to the point I don't even remember what it was about. I don't remember what it was about. And, you know, we were talking through the actual fight and how we recovered from it. And he said to us, the part I do remember is he said, is it possible that you just haven't said thank you enough? Because it's actually not possible to say thank you too much in a marriage. And then he asked, when was the last time you thanked each other? And it is pretty profound, but I will say from that moment on, I have found ways, and you have too, Penn. Even before we started rolling on this podcast, I said, thanks for being the person who knows how to figure this out. because I actually don't know how to use this equipment. Like, I know there's a card you put in and there's a button you record, but you have to monitor the levels, and you are the person that does this. So thank you for doing this.
And that was really nice. And that's not on the tip of your nose. Is the tip of your nose the right term?
Tongue?
Tip of your nose sounds stupid.
But tip of your tongue also sounds
right
weird.
Right in front of your nose.
In front of your nose.
That's the one I meant to say. So that's not right in front of your nose. You know what I mean? That's something that happens all the time. It's kind of one of our, and we're not going to get into this right now, but one of our secret contracts that I kind of do the all the mechanical and electrical and internetical things in the house. And you showing gratitude for it, even though it's understood, that means a lot to me. And it's like a little mini endorphin rush when someone thanks you for something, which is kind of cool.
And especially if your partner... if words of affirmation, if hearing these, you know, validation is important to your partner, this really works. And it's like magic how well it works. I will say, I will paint myself as somebody, I'm very like acts of service. Like I would rather you take my car to get my oil changed than to tell me, like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like I would literally rather that happen. I say that, but when you take time in a quick moment to thank me, hey, thanks for going to get the kids today, or thanks for managing this so I could, you know, thanks for managing X so I could Y, it does mean a lot to me.
Well, when we took that test about our love languages, we both had on some level words of affirmation. I think everybody does, just a little bit. I mean, I know that that's
everybody loves to hear it.
One of the many things, but everyone's got just a little bit of a need for words of affirmation. Now, we're also going to talk about the toughest times it is to say thank you, because there are times when it's more difficult than others to show gratitude. And these are, I think, the four times when I think a deficit can appear, and you can add some here too, if you want to, Kim, but like while you're starting a new job or a new company or doing something like really heavy
duty at work. You're in the weeds.
Yeah. You're in the weeds. It's like you just got quadruple sat in a table.
If you're ever, a server.
Yeah, but this is like in life, like getting quadruple sat.
So it is hard. It was hard for us. And I would think that was actually one of the more stressful times in our marriage when we started working together.
Yeah.
It was really hard to zoom out and hit pause and honestly put your ego aside.
Yep.
Because part of me wanted you to say thank you first. I wanted you to thank me for... you know,
for starting that whole thing
or just like what I was doing in that day, like getting the website up or whatever. And instead of like saying, I think I was really passive aggressive about it. I'd be like, well, I'll guess I'll just make sure the website is up. And I was really, which is not the way to handle it.
So for all of these, I think one of us was more guilty than the other one. I think for that one, I was more guilty. I did not show enough gratitude. I felt like, I'll be honest with you, I felt like I had to be constantly focusing on how to creatively output something from just my own brain and no one else's brain. And it actually made me kind of lonely. I don't think I communicated well. I definitely didn't thank you enough. I absolutely didn't thank anybody else who was working with us enough. And you told me this very early on. And then Christopher helped us out with this. And I think I've gotten better. But I'm guilty of that. You're better at gratitude in the business partnership side. I suck at it. I'm getting better.
You're getting better at it. And sometimes I have to remind you, but it doesn't mean it's not genuine when you say it.
Well, yeah, no, I'm trying to say it more like you've started something pretty amazing that's allowed me to spend time with my kids and spend more time with you and have a flexible schedule. And I didn't have any of those things before you came up with this idea. And you are just as responsible for the creative output of this as I am, maybe even more so. So I should acknowledge that. If I wouldn't, I'd be an idiot. I actually would have stopped the business by now, probably, if I hadn't come around to that.
So I'd like to say, you're welcome.
Oh, great.
I'm kidding. I will also say, in another time of great stress in which we had a huge gratitude deficit, and I see this with a lot of families, is when your kids are young.
Yeah. And look, for me, it's very easy when you're a dad to be grateful when you see a baby come out of someone's vagina. If you're not grateful after that, problems. Okay?
That's baseline.
Right.
Yes,
that's like, holy bleep. I can't believe you just did that. But then there's a lot of stuff that happens after that that's just as tough that maybe I didn't say thank you enough.
And I would say, I would go back to what Christopher said, is it is not possible to say thank you too much.
Right.
So if you feel like, oh, I'm saying it so much that it's becoming white noise, not possible if you get very specific. So, wow, thank you for waking up with the baby last night. I know you must be so tired. Thank you for changing all those diapers. Thank you for signing the kids up for preschool. Like, Penn and I get very specific now. I would say, like, we were in the weeds during that time. We handled it fine. It was fine. But we were in the weeds at that time. I think it would have been very impactful if we could have just been a little more appreciative of each other.
Yeah, I think a lack of sleep and stuff to do. I mean, it keeps coming back to these like stressful times, and there's nothing more stressful than that. Mm-hmm. And you wanting to do the best you can get obsessed with that rather than acknowledging that the person around you is also trying the best they can.
Okay.
So I also wrote down Christmas.
For us personally.
Yeah, it's so weird that Christmas is a time of joy and people getting together and talking about how much they mean for each other and showing their appreciation through gifts. But if you're in our family, it's also a heavy duty work time, and you are responsible for Kim in particular, getting all of these gifts for everybody. And the way that Christmas is set up sometimes in the parent-child relationship, you don't get the direct credit that you would normally get for such things because of certain conventionalisms in life. Did I handle that okay?
You danced around it.
Yeah.
And right? We just want to be like respectful of little ears that are listening.
Yes. And so for that reason, I think whoever does the lion's share of that, the other person needs to be on alert and just show some gratitude. Help out also if you'd like, but show some gratitude and be as specific about it once again as possible. Don't just say like, baby, do really good around Christmas. That doesn't work.
So here's the deal. We have this argument, and I also identified kind of like a cycle in our arguments. I think our biggest arguments are in December because there's this added work stress. It's good stress. It's healthy stress, but it's, you know, there's a lot of deadlines in December. And then the normal Christmas anxiety and things to do and places to go. And then just all the trappings that comes with that. Wouldn't want to wish away any of it. Love it all, but it's added stress. Here's the thing. I want to do it all. So you have looked at me and said, just don't do that. Just don't do that extra thing. Or let me help. But I have a problem. I'm like, well, I already know what I bought this person. I have trouble
relinquishing.
Yeah. And just saying like, hey, now you're in charge of buying gifts for this child or this, like I kind of have a hold of it, and it would be more work for me to make the Google Doc of what we already have and then to set you free on something than to just to do it myself, which is, I mean, that's a whole separate counseling session. But so yes, and yes, it's too much that I've heaped on myself, but I also want gratitude. And so
understood. It has gotten into some pretty sticky points in our relationship. By the way, it's so funny. I was sitting here thinking, man, it's way too early to be talking about Christmas presents.
No, it's not.
We're hosed this year. If you haven't started Christmas shopping, especially if you're doing online delivery, just like finish our podcast and then continue on the internet to find gifts.
It is a great opportunity to shop local because online might not be the best option.
Yeah, there's a massive shipping backlog. Okay, so also with Christmas, you know, we had our biggest fight around Christmas. It started because I said, you're acting really snippy right now, which you never say to anyone. You don't say, why are you being so snippy, particularly in a time of like a lot of stress. Talk about your own feelings. Don't project toward the other person. What I should have said during that argument was, I'm feeling lonely because I wasn't feeling much gratitude during Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so when we went to Christopher on this one, I thought it was 100% my fault. But in fact, that was probably a time that you were in that like really controlled period. And on top of it, we're about to talk about this. you felt you could trust me and to be your real self and show your stress and like show that you have all this stuff to do. But like, as you are wont to do at Christmas time, you were so lovely to everybody, to everybody else.
Yeah. And so that's tip number one, treat your partner like a stranger. It seems counterintuitive, but how many times have you shown more gratitude and patience and appreciation to a stranger than your own partner?
I would say almost all the time. It's just, it's manners, right? And,
right.
And so and I get it, honey, you get so sick and everyone does so sick of putting on like a facade and being incredibly polite and walking on eggshells around everyone else that you know, that you feel like you should just be able to mentally take your bra and pants off and just be yourself, which to your partner, if you put yourself in their shoes, may misread as, oh, well, why don't they love me as much as they appear to love this other person?
And I would say we learned this and putting our kids in preschool, because every time we picked up a kid from preschool, they were maniacs for the rest of the day. And I had to call the teacher. I'm like, gosh, I am so sorry that my child is like a mutant. And they're like, no.
He's lovely.
he saves his worst behavior for you because he loves you the most. And so, and that occurred to me, is that I was saving some of my bad behavior. I was cutting corners in conversations. I wasn't showing any appreciation. I was being very short because I love and trust you. And while, of course, that's going to happen in a marriage, like we should be able to take our bras off, our emotional bras off, right? We should be able to be comfortable. There comes a time when you need to show you need to treat your partner like a stranger. You need to go, God, there's a line, right? So you never want to be fake or false, but man, it matters. Words matter. And I will say 100% of the time in my heart, I have felt gratitude for you and what you do for our family. But there are many times that like my body won't let me say it. The words come, they're hard to say. They're hard to verbalize because I'm like, I can't allow myself. So that's been hard to overcome.
Why do you think you can't allow yourself? Is it part of your buildup? Is it those vibrations that we've talked about on podcasts before?
I don't know. And it's definitely like, I have to sit with it and I have to think about why is it so hard for me to be just like, I'm feeling so tense and I'm feeling so anxious right now. What would soften me and what would soften my mood is to show gratitude. But sometimes it's not instinctive.
I understand that.
So, but I have to say I have developed a habit of it.
Do you think it's harder to show gratitude when you're not feeling good about yourself?
Yes.
Right?
1,000%.
I think I feel the same way. I think it's harder to say thank you when you're unable to show yourself gratitude and you don't have a good opinion of yourself. It turns you into, I think, more of a negative person when that happens. And you can't really control that all the time.
I will go back to, there have been times in my life when, you know, it's like a broken record here, you know, depression, anxiety. Over the past 19 months, there have been days where I'm just out. And this is like an under the cover days. And I feel like, so there have been a few, not all the time, obviously we're very productive and I'm a happy person, but there have been days where I'm like, well, this is not a day where anything can happen. I am under the covers, like we're done here. And I do reach out. I'm like, thank you for taking on what needs to happen in our business. Thank you for getting the kids where they need to be and helping the kids with that. And it almost feels like, so when I say, I am very sincere, obviously, I'm very sincere when I say thank you in those moments, but it also feels like I'm admitting a weakness to you. Like I can't, and I have to get over that. I just have to get over that. But it feels like when I'm saying, and you do such a beautiful job of like saying, I got this, you do you, I got this. Like you are textbook of how a partner should be replying in these states.
Well, it's through trial and error, people. Let's just say that. Like I wasn't always good at it. We've been doing this for a while.
But yeah, it's hard for me to sometimes admit that I need help,
yeah,
which I think is maybe at the root of it. This podcast is brought to you by Addy or flibanserin. Addy is the only FDA-approved little pink pill for certain premenopausal women frustrated by low sex drive. Visit addy.com/yes to complete.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Complete your online consultation and see if Addy is right for you. And now for a few disclaimers, and because we're not normal, we read disclaimers in a little bit different sort of way.
Well, they didn't say how we had to do this, right?
Right.
So we're going to give this a run. Maybe people will like it this way. All right. Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive low sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past and who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine, or other drug use. Also important to note, Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescription, over-the-counter, or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to rap, but to see full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit addy.com/PI. So addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL. Visit addy.com/yes to learn more.
Yeah. This podcast is also brought to you by BetterHelp.
Penn and I have been very open about our own marriage counseling and how it helped us have a stronger marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, before we had a good marriage, a lot of people have good marriages. We now have a great marriage, thanks to counseling.
I have also gotten help for my anxiety and depression, and it's so important that you talk to someone if you're struggling.
And if you listen to this podcast, we say that all the time. And BetterHelp makes professional counseling accessible, affordable, convenient, so anyone who struggles with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere.
They assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
They don't waste time either. You start communicating in under 48 hours, and you connect in a safe and private online environment.
Start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/holderness. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/holderness.
This podcast is sponsored by Green Chef, America's number one meal kit for eating well.
Meaning they're the best meal kit, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, pescatarian, or you just want to eat more balanced meals.
Green Chef's expert chefs curate every recipe, and with it, over 30 meal choices every week, and the flexibility to switch plans. You'll never have to sacrifice taste for nutrition.
You can enjoy restaurant-quality dishes and the comfort of your own home. Right now, there's a gluten-free Mediterranean chicken dish, and I'm so excited to That's right. It has artichoke and roasted red peppers and Brussels sprouts. I'm at the age where, like, this is the thing that, like, gets me going.
Oh, yeah. Well, and not only because it's yummy, but it just, it's instructions and it has an actual time that it's going to take instead of forever. It's like 30 minutes and here's all the stuff.
Yes. And I mean, you are a very smart, talented person, but maybe sometimes interpreting recipes is not your gift. And so this is very clear and there's, like, pictures. Anyway.
I'm grateful for it. Yes. Anyway, right now we have an amazing offer just for you because you're listening to our podcast for $125 off.
Yes. Go to greenchef.com/holderness125 and use code holderness125 and get $125 off free shipping.
One more time, go to greenchef.com/holderness125 and use code holderness125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. For those of you who are just interested, it took us 725 reads to get that right.
We have a case
because I can't read.
We have a case of the giggles over here.
That and it's because Kim just realized we have to go get a bigger font for my iPhone now. Well,
you don't have to go get it. It's a feature on your iPhone that I can adjust in settings.
But I have to hold it. No, I got to take it in the store and get the gentleman.
Yes,
to
sir.
Put the right font on it because I can't read it.
To read the code, he had to like zoom in and it took him like 7 times. Oh, I love you, honey.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Okay.
I know when you're in danger, I know the triggers, I know what happens when a panic attack is coming on. I know how to focus directly on that. A big part of gratitude deficits, though, are when you do not have your attention on the right thing.
Right.
And we did a study, or we didn't do a study. We retold the study about inattentional blindness in our book. It's called The Spotlight Effect. And Kim's got the book in front of her. You know, I haven't seen the book in a while.
I know.
It's holding up. My hair's a little bit longer than it used to be.
It's about emotional blindness. And will you humor me while I read part of this?
Let's do it.
By the way, our audio book, I've been told, is amazing. I'm kidding. We had so much fun with the audiobook. We really did.
We did. There's a lot more than just the words on the page in the audiobook.
So the truth is, we humans miss a lot when it comes to how our behavior affects our partner's emotional states. Don't get us wrong. With our highly tuned sensory systems, humans are perception monsters. And we will kick robot hiney when it comes to synthesizing our perceptions and processing emotions. But there are limits to how much information we can take in. And those limits have consequences. We assume that if you know who we are, you own a computer or a smartphone. Maybe you've used one of those machines to check out the video of Monkey Business Illusion, popularized by Christopher Chambry and Daniel Simons in their book Invisible Gorilla. If not, the title is a pretty big spoiler. But in the video, two sets of women wearing either black or white shirts pass a basketball to one another as a voiceover instructs you to count the number of times the players wearing white shirts pass the ball. Just as you're getting the hang of it, a person dressed in a gorilla suit comes out and does some quality chest thumping before exiting stage left. But get this. Of viewers who were not warned to look out for the gorilla, more than half of the people watching the video failed to notice it. A gorilla! Viewers were so highly attuned to the counting, they missed the gorilla. This perceptual selection is called inattentional blindness or the spotlight effect. The gorilla didn't register because it was outside the spotlight of the viewer's attention. As a scientific term, inattentional blindness pertains to stuff that goes on in your visual field, but as a metaphor, it pertains to how you're screwing up your relationship. If there's a high level of snipping going on in your relationship, ask yourself if you might be suffering from a kind of emotional blindness. We can only take in a portion of the emotional landscape in a given situation, whether it's missing a critical eye roll in a meeting because you're hyper-focused on your presentation, or failing to notice your partner struggling because there's so much other stuff going on in your life. One of those most glaring emotional blind spots in most marriages, Christopher pointed out, is the lack of appreciation. That was certainly the shape our gorilla had taken that holiday season. And then it goes on to tell the story of a massive fight.
So I love the metaphor. If you haven't watched the video, it's like a high school stage. When we were researching this, someone told me to pull it up and watch it without telling me about the gorilla. And I was one of those people who failed to even completely notice the gorilla. And then I watched it again and was like, are you kidding me? How did I miss this?
Right.
It's so obvious.
So once you're attuned to showing appreciation, it's really hard to miss.
Yeah. But before that, with the rest of the world going on, and I think in particular at times like we talked Christmas time when there's babies, there's so many other things that you're so hyper focused on that you miss the underlying cues and also the context. And I think if you have attention deficit disorder, there is that hyper focus bit. Like, I'm very good at counting the number of passes. My son would be too, because that's the one thing you're focused on. When you have attention deficit disorder, your brain is more like a mixing board, mm-hmm. where you can turn one thing on and off, but you can't dim up three or four things. So if you have attention deficit ADHD, or like, by the way, I want to change the name. We're going to get to that later. When you have that sort of executive functioning delay, you're going to need extra help and maybe even some cues from your loved one. Hey, there's some other stuff going on right here. I love you. I appreciate you. But the way that your brain works might keep you from noticing this.
Right. And I think that's a good flag for people to just kind of zoom out and be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
And even for myself, who does not suffer from ADHD, it's a good reminder.
Number three, tip number three, how you say thank you matters. Not just that you say thank you, how you say thank you matters very much.
A study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships found that it's not only important to say thank you, it matters how you frame it.
Yeah, like we said before, thanks for being a mom. Thanks.
No, get specific.
Yeah. The study, by the way, found that conveying the kind action that your partner did to meet your needs produced positive feelings about the expression of gratitude and also the relationship. Basically, you saying thank you and being specific about it actually makes them feel better, not just about themselves, but about the connection that you have, and that it's a more secure connection with your partner.
On the other hand, acknowledging how costly the action was for your significant other, referred to as cost highlighting, produced no positive feelings about the sentiment of gratitude or relationship.
Which that seems pretty obvious. Like, someone saying this is your fault is not going to help anything ever.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example. I wouldn't have been able to get through all that work without your help. Right? That's good. Thank you. I wouldn't have been able to get through this without your help. And then here's another one. I know that was annoying for you to help me out today when you had other things to do.
So the first one's better, right? So that I think because you're pointing out the cost of it, I mean, I just think that it's like preferable, I think, to highlight the positive. I don't know.
They're both nice, but I think the second one has a qualifier.
All right.
Like, I know it was annoying. No, you don't.
And maybe it wasn't annoying.
You don't know that that was annoying. I may have done that because I'm a good person, right? And I know you had other things to do. Okay. Well, I always have other things to do. Like, why are you pointing all of this out? Why not just say thank you so much for taking the time? And tip number four, I wrote this down because of a Modern Family episode I saw, and I think it does have to do with gratitude. If your partner has been saying something to you forever and you ignore them, then you react positively when someone else says the same thing. That is a gratitude deficit. That is you not giving credit to what your partner says and then letting someone else, kind of like you would to a stranger, telling them that you like something. There was a Modern Family episode where Phil Dunphy Claire was telling him to eat lettuce wedges for a long time. He's like, no, I don't want lettuce wedges. I don't want it. Then he went to a restaurant and a waitress suggested it. And then he got the lettuce wedge and then Claire didn't talk to him for like 3 weeks. That to me is a real life example of a gratitude deficit. And I feel like I've done that,
yeah,
before.
I 1,000% you've done that. Like, and I think that goes to the part where like treat your partner like a stranger. I sent Penn, you know, before like viral videos, I was working at Inside Edition, and so we were in New York, and there was like a really funny Justin Timberlake SNL holiday. I won't even say the name of it. Video that had come out. It's my blank in a box. And it was on YouTube. I think that was one of the first SNL clips they'd put on YouTube. I emailed it to him because that's how you shared viral videos. And I was like, did you see it? And he goes, oh, I didn't. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. And then a week later, his friend sent it to him. And he's like, babe, you got to see this. And I was like, oh my God, I sent it to you a week ago. So sometimes treating your partner like a stranger, even like that.
Yeah. And I do remember that. And doesn't that happen just like 8 or 9 times a day? You just have certain things, people that you respond to. And I think as a married couple, like a lot of what comes at you can be white noise after so much time together.
Yeah.
And you just have to kind of check yourself every once in a while and make sure that that is being, the things that are being said are being acknowledged and that you show gratitude. Like maybe when you'd sent me that video, I could have said, thanks for sending this. I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to watch it. And then when your friend, was it your friend Liz who told me about it? Friends did it, I probably should have said, honey, I cannot believe I'm just now watching this. You're so right. That video is so funny. But instead, I completely forgot that you sent me the link and actually tried to tell you to watch the video that you'd sent to me before. So that's just not paying attention.
Okay. Bonus tip. And this is one we feel very strongly about. Be your spouse, partner, person's, be your person's publicist. Compliment them for things they've done in front of others. And that helps amplify it. It is my favorite marriage tip is to be your partner's hype man, hype woman, and in front of other people. So it's one thing to say thank you to your person privately. And I think that that's so important and crucial, but to do it and to compliment your person in front of other people, it's like marriage gold stars all around.
There is no greater responsibility for a partner than to be the audience to their story and to be able to narrate it to others and to let them know why you're so great. You put this nice little Facebook message out about me yesterday. Some of it was just about my quirks, but it was just you like clearly showing that you've paid attention to me as a person. And I was so moved by it because you've been paying attention to me.
I've been around you a lot.
A big part of gratitude is just acknowledgement that you've been paying attention to what's been going on.
And find opportunities. I mean, the world is opening up in very safe ways. So there are people around. And even, you know, for Penn's birthday, he just wanted to play tennis with his friends, which I think is the cutest. But I went out and I brought cupcakes and there were a few of your friends around and they were complimenting you on like what a great guy and great friend you are. And I'm like, he really is a great friend. Like he loves you guys so much. You do such a good job keeping in touch with people, checking on people and coming up with like little gifts and bringing, you know, you spot a yummy beer you think somebody would like, you buy a 4-pack and leave it on somebody's doorstep. Like I was trying to amplify that in a way, but it wasn't false. I meant every word of it, but it just takes like a little, like be able to brag about your person. It means a lot.
Well, you're very sweet.
I am very sweet.
Okay. So time to pay it forward. Okay. We've just shown each other gratitude. You've just listened to this podcast. Go forth, as they say in a benediction, even though I just compared myself to a pastor. What's wrong with me? Go into your life, find the people that you love and show them gratitude and not just, hey, thanks for being my husband. Give them a couple of specifics and see how the rest of the day goes. I have a prediction the day is going to go really well.
I would argue this would work with children really well too.
Yes. Thank you. I think that's true. And see if you can get your children to practice this, because a lot of times when our kids are writing thank you notes and cards, we're like, hey, give specifics. And, you know, my 11-year-old's like, you got really nice hair, but they'll get better at it. Right.
It's practice. As with anything in a relationship, it's practice.
Yeah.
And I look forward to hearing how you guys have put this into practice.
Yeah, if there's like a comment section wherever you're getting this podcast, if it's on Facebook, if it's in the Apple podcast store, maybe like let us know how you showed gratitude today. Leave a review, leave a comment. And it's time for us to show gratitude to you for making it to the end of one of our podcasts.
You should screenshot it.
Yeah.
And then share it on your Instagram story and tag us.
That's gratitude.
And then I will then go show gratitude to that. And I like Instagram. I like to message you guys
there. It's going to be a big old thank fest up there.
But just seriously, like, to not be cheesy, thank you for listening to our ramblings. We say it's our favorite thing. I mean, we do these 3-minute videos, which I love, but it's, you know, I get to connect with my husband, and I feel like, I don't know, I kind of picture people listening to this as they're taking a walk, or they're folding laundry, or they're driving into work, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of comforting in a weird introvert way.
Go tell someone why you're grateful, and then also start your Christmas shopping. Those are the two things I'm telling you to do right now. The shipping is a nightmare. We love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.